Because of Prince, the more I think about big picture decisions or how decisions get made as we transition to and are in our freedom as an issue to which we must give extensive thought so as to avoid any risk of our re-hierarchicalization, the less it holds up as something that will hold us up. Now that we have the infrastructure for simultaneous, instantaneous, global decision-making provided by Nikola Tesla, and the benefit of both Proudhon and Kropotkin explaining that work that affects all gets done in our associations, while each one of us is individually self-sufficient. The Earthship is just one of many designs for sheltering ourselves that demonstrates this, Proudhon providing the needed reminder that all is determined by the power of our collective process of reasoning, and that we simply have to have time and access to each other to make full use of it. Again, there is no rush. Again, we want to help each other. It's these states who are trying to always convince us we must accept that war is inevitable. No, it is not. That is not what's in our hearts. We know this. We all share the same essential interests, love, food, and good fellowship. We all want well-being and health for ourselves and the planet. And as Prince says, only the haters will ever complain about it. Welcome to the mill, $1 million show. This is something that you've never seen before. Welcome to the mill, $1 million show. This is the kind of music make you lose control. If you're ready, come on, let's go. Only the haters ever complain. Can't hear Jack in the back of my plane. Turn the music up so they diss in vain. Turn the music up so they diss in vain. Turn the music up, says Prince in his song, $1 million Show, from the 2015 CD, Hit and Run Phase 1. The haters out themselves and can be ignored as the technological infrastructure and our spiritual reserves means we can ignore them. Their opinions control no one but themselves, as Proudhon says, quoting him from our April 16, 2017 show. Quote, every citizen is a legislator, but as the opinion of no one is of any value until its truth has been proven, no one can substitute his will for reason. Nobody is king. Now, what is it to recognize a law? It is to verify a mathematical or a metaphysical calculation. It is to repeat an experiment, to observe a phenomenon, to establish a fact. The legislative power belongs only to the reason, methodically recognized and demonstrated. To attribute to any power, whatever, the right of veto or of sanction is the last degree of tyranny. Justice and legality are two things as independent of our approval as is mathematical truth. To compel, they need only to be known. To be known, they need only to be considered and studied. Every citizen may assert this is true, that is just, but his opinion controls no one but himself. Unquote. We have in our bodies all we need. Our bodies are the love we own, we said, in being given them. We are given our share, our full measure of the body of the infinite. As Paul schooled us, we know, quoting Paul, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.